started learning the building, my way around the building. But other than that, the city's been great. Got to go out and see the city a little bit, experienced the playoff game against Cleveland. And my teammates been showing me around. They've been showing me a good time.
How's the culture different here than it was in Cleveland?
You kind of got your individual standards. Coaches, I think relay more information to you of what they expect. Guys are just working hard, pushing one another.
Is there any, like, one player that you've kind of leaned on so far to kind of get to know the ropes here?
Outside linebacker group, Rob Chan, those guys. I also got Eric Martin that was with me in Cleveland. A couple guys, you see around the league that bounced around. Familiar faces always make you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Going back to your college draft process coming out of Pittsburgh, did you have much contact with the Patriots? Any experience talking to Belichick and his staff at all?
Yeah, I actually did visit here coming out the draft. I thought I was going to end up here at first. I think I came and visited for a week before the draft, met with Coach Belichick, met with a couple of the coaches, and here I am.
How are you different as a player now than you were then when you met with him a few years ago?
I think I developed a lot. I mean, I learned a lot of different systems. Being in Cleveland 3 years, we went through three different defensive coordinators, three different systems, three different head coaches. So, I mean, I got to grow a lot, become understand more what the league's about. What they expect out of you, and how to be a professional in this league.
I'm sure as a player that's frustrating to have three coordinators in 3 years, but is there a silver lining to it at all?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I came in the league playing a 4-3, which is my hand in the dirt. Through the course of the years, I learned a lot. I learned three different defenses. I learned how to drop back. It made me diverse and able to do a lot of different things. So I think the three different coordinators definitely helped me. It prepared me to be a coach, man, maybe one day, so we'll see how that goes.
There's been a lot of talk in the offseason around here that, with Darrell Revis gone, maybe the team is restructuring its defense around the front seven. Is it exciting, or how exciting is it to be a part of that restructuring of Super Bowl championship defense?
I'm just excited to be here, man. Coach Belichick, smart guy. Obviously going to put us in the right situation to get the job done. He's been there before, so, I'm just here to get the job done and do what I can to help the team, basically.
You talked about the instability in Cleveland with all the changes. How much more attractive was this situation with Belichick and the same assistants and the same program that's been in place for 15 years now?
That's definitely good. You get to see familiar faces. You become more of a family atmosphere. All the guys are kind of familiar with each other. Coaches, it's kind of like a family thing, and guys are pretty close, and I think that helps out a lot.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, did you think you might be with that team?
I just watched it and enjoyed it. As a fan, a fan of football, it was just exciting to watch. A very good game, and came down to the very last second that made it even more better.
Did you think you'd end up here with that team?
No, I had no idea, man. I just was coming in a free agent, like not knowing what was going to happen.
What has the process been like getting to know the other teammates?
It's been cool, man. Like I said, everybody's like a family around here, so they accept you in right away. And it's just been cool, man, showing you the city. Definitely different city compared to Cleveland. Cleveland wasn't a lot going on until LeBron came back. So it was what it was. But, like, here is definitely a lot of life going on, people downtown, enjoying the city. Just here in Foxborough alone, come out here by the strip mall and get some good weather yesterday. It's been okay.
What about in the workroom itself and the culture around here? Have they helped you understand better what the culture is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get that feeling as soon as you walk in the building. You're here to work. It's definitely work first. Hard hat on. Get out your feelings. And I learned that the first day, from the first team meeting on. You just kind of get that feel. I've been in the weight room. You got to lift on your own. They give you a card, go follow it down. What you choose not to do, what you choose to do is on you. So it's kind of like you're responsible and you become what you put in. So I think they showed me that, early, as soon as I got here the first week.
What are your off-season objectives?
Just to get better as a player, get closer with my teammates and just kind of figure out the system and learn as much as I can throughout this offseason.
Season, but what are some things that you're able to try to learn about the Patriots system and playbook at this point?
You know, we just started installing the playbook, so we're just getting into, like, a little bit of the plays. Just what they want from you on the field as far as the technique, certain, I don't know, how to get off blocks, just small things, small technique things that can help you later on throughout football, throughout camp. So those little things are kicking in right now. I mean, obviously, when we're allowed to get more physical and everything else kicks in, I'm sure we'll install the plays and everything else will come hand in hand.
How do you see yourself working with Nick Mitch and Chandler Jones?
Honestly, man, I'm excited, man, watching those guys on film for years, man. Chan was in the Big East, honestly. A younger guy, but could always rush. So, I mean, watching him play throughout the years, I've been a fan of his. Just watching him rush. Chan's just like, I've been watching him for a while. And I just think we're all going to work together. All three of us going to work together to get the job done. And it's going to be exciting.
Jamal, you guys also obviously drafted two guys to play DN and outside linebacker. How important is it just to have, from your experience, to have a lot of bodies to rotate at that position?
Huge. Coming into the season, you have injuries, you have guys fatigue. A lot of different things happen where guys have to step up and play. And it's important to have those guys there ready to play and ready to step up and make plays.
What's your first impression of Matt Patricia?
Oh, you said Patricia. All right. Definitely a great coach. I met him when I came my rookie year. So great coach, man. Very down to earth. Can speak to at any time. He's ready to work. He's like another guy, bring your hard hat. And I think he's very personable, though.
Yeah, referring to the different coordinators you've had and the versatility that you've developed in your career, how much confidence does that give you going into a system that changes from week to week? I mean, they may ask different things of you from one game to the next.
It gives me a lot of confidence. It's kind of what we did a little bit last year. Just game planning week by week. You never know. That forces you to learn the whole defense. It makes you a lot smarter. And I think that's part of the reason they brought me here.
They gave you number 93?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
It's cool, man. A number's a number. Change up, different system. It'd be exciting to start a new, I guess, I don't know,
number.
New number and just a whole new, like, style. A whole new lifestyle, something to build off of, yeah.
You have been 97.
I've been 97 since college and high school. I was 90.
Did you have any apprehension coming to New England playing for legendary coach like Belichick?
Nah, man, honestly, respect, but, just come here and, like, let's work. Every coach is different. Just respect and let's get to work.
A lot of people are intimidated by that man.
I guess because he'll call you out on what you do wrong. But, that's part of wearing a hard hat and a hard shell. That's part of football. If you can't take in criticism, I don't know how you could get better.
I think coming from a market where, as you said, Cleveland wasn't much until LeBron showed up.
Yeah.
But you're in a market now where winning is almost mandatory, not just your team, but all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of pressure on this, on you, not just to win football, but to win.
Yeah. I think that's every state. Every city you go to. Even though I was in Ohio, we lost, but the pressure was on us to win. Honestly, every year we went into that year thinking this could be our year. I think in football in general, I wouldn't be on a team playing for that team if I didn't think we had a chance to win. I want to win. Every player, I think, competes to win. So, obviously there's going to be pressure to win every year, every team, but, that's what we built for. That's why we work so hard in the offseason.
So this could be your year.
Hopefully.
On that Celtics-Cavs playoff game,
yeah.
Who did you go in with?
Honestly, you might hate me a little bit. I'm a Heat fan. But I was there for the sport of the game, man, honestly, just to support Boston. I mean, obviously, being here, obviously, everybody loves LeBron James, and a fan of his watching him play. So I was just there to enjoy the game and get out and see the city and support Boston a little bit.
Did you get to go with any of your teammates here? Was
that Freeney was there, younger guy. Everybody else was still at the White House, so kind of, yeah, didn't get to go there. Yeah.
You think you'll get to make a visit?
We'll see. Hopefully, man. That's a big dream. That's a big step, so hopefully.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.